Springs Motel.
Norman and Irma Gillespie own the Springs Motel on the eastern end of Rock Springs.
We built it in 1968.
I'm Norman Gillespie. Well, I picked the name because it's Rock Springs.
We built it. This was the busy end of town because on the other end they didn't have very much. But then in the last about couple of years they built the Hampton and all those big motels.
Motel time again.
The motel business along the Lincoln Highway has drastically changed since the 1960s, and travelers now require a different kind of accommodation. At the Springs, there are no flat-screen TVs or Wi-Fi, but the rooms are spotless. Return guest Donald Roberry describes his as...
It's cozy, it's nice, it's quiet. I mean, nobody bothers
anybody.
Well, we get...
Well, they get drunk, but no.
Oh, we are out rowdy, yeah.
Companies used to stay here, and they still, they're not working here as much as they used to, but when they come through, they always stop here. But there's just not that much work here. The oil field's gone up to the Dakotas, and there just isn't, you know. Oh, yeah, I get tourists. The last year was real good. This year was quite slow.
Everything went to hell on that highway there because you get your kids in the car and stop, fill up full of gas, it costs you $50. You go in the restaurant, it costs you another $50. And if they have to stop two or three times, they got a hell of an investment then, really.
I'm 86 and my husband's 86. And
well, I'll tell you, we're getting too old for this and she isn't too well. So we had young girls helping us rent the rooms and everything, you know. Now, nobody wants to do that kind of work. Don't ask me why, because I don't know.
I liked the office. I did a lot of the office work and stuff, and waiting on the customers. I still do that.
We're just going to stay just for one night.
Okay, okay. You want me to do your receipt on that?
Yeah.
There you go.
Have a good day.
You're welcome. But with my age and stuff, I have a bookkeeper that does a lot of my books and stuff.
The couple were in the motel business prior to the Springs, running a former Lincoln Highway service station and motel.
Al's Motel.
But back then, they always had help from their family.
When my daughter was younger and still in school, she used to help with the cleaning, and she used to always say that she was going to run the office.
Now that their kids are grown, they have just one full-time employee. So after 40 years of operating and maintaining the Springs, what are their plans for their roadside icon?
Well, no, we're going to sell it. We had a guy this spring come in and want to buy it, but I guess we changed his mind because we wasn't in no hurry.
You know, it's paid for and everything, and we can close the doors if we want to and open them when we want to.
I'd just like to walk away from it and turn it over to one of my kids. We have to pick somebody that... it'll buy it that's got the money, because if you don't, they'll close it up just like they're doing that one down there, because it's a hell of a job. And in this business, you got to do your own repairs and stuff, because you can't make it by hiring a guy down the street $30 an hour, you know.
I don't even know what town I'm in.
With fewer travelers on the road, Norman has unwittingly invited a new group of residents to the Springs.
He really likes these birds and he feeds them all the time.
I started feeding them last winter because it was cold. And now they figure, hell, that guy could feed us when it's hot too. I don't know how you get rid of them. They're like people, you know. If you feed them, they stay there.
That old number. I'll be at home. It's motel time again.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Erin Dorbin.